holding that chesed. Rashi Mireil means Moneya chesed. You're holding that chesed from your friend. V'yafagav deloik siv Moneya. The pasuk really doesn't say you be Moneya. Of a Mamela mashma. Shekol Davish or Roy Shemem. Mishamesh just Natilahi. Kumai Vigachem Yodam Ovid. Is the kitza, if you have a dog, the Megadla dog, it's Moneya chesed. Rashi says, people will be afraid to come into your house. And Shekain Beloshin Yuvonis occurring like Kelev Lamas. The Pasuk says the word Lamos, how do we know it means a dog? Because in Greek they call Lamos a dog. They call a dog Lamos. Rav Nachman Rabbi Yitzchok Lamar Af Perkimel Yerushimayim. Even taken away from yourself, Yerushimayim. Mashal learns, because the Pshat is, what do you have a dog for? To protect you. Is you're taking away Yerushimayim, you're not Semech on the mezuzah that's supposed to be protecting you. Shenema the Pasuk says right after this, if you have a dog, the Yerush Shakai Yazav, you're leaving over the Yerush of Hashem. So tomorrow, Amai Sihi, you saw the lady. She went into a house to bake there. Novach Bokalba, so the Bala Bos there in the house had a dog, and the dog started to bark at her. Isaka Voloda, she was a pregnant lady, and the baby inside moved out of place. She was mappled then. Omalo Mori Devesa, the owner of the house told the Isha, Letitchali, don't be afraid of my dog. The Shakili Nivi, I already took out his teeth. Vishakil no tufrayu, I took away his paws. I took away his nails. He can't hurt you, he can't bite you, he can't scratch you, don't be afraid. Or Malay, she told about the boss, Shekulu tivusecha, take your tovis, vishadyach his roy, and throw it backwards. Kvar nad vlod, my child already moved out of place, he's trying to fall already. So the Mashal learns that the pshat is that even though the dog is not bad, still you shouldn't have him, because other people don't know that. Like here, the Maestro, this Isha, she was afraid when she heard the dog bark. The Bala boss took out the teeth and the nails, he's a harmless dog. The pshat is the other people don't know that he's harmless. So even though really he's a harmless dog, since other people think though they're afraid of him, it's still called you be Moneya Chesed from your house. Omer Rav Huna, my dear Siv, what does the Pasuk say? Smach bocho b'yaldesecha. Be happy when you're young. Be yativ cho libecha, and do good to your heart. Be may b'churusecha when you're still young. V'holach b'daka libecha, go after your heart. V'mar reinecha, whatever you see, do. V'da, and but you should remember now, ki akol eli yiviyecho lochim b'mishpat. Whatever you do, do, Hashem will bring you to mishpat. Zechur tzitzira. The Rashi the Pasuk says, do whatever you want. And the end says, like Musa, no. Be careful, Hashem is going to watch you to see whatever you're doing. The first part of the Pasuk is the Yetzara talking and telling you do whatever you want and enjoy yourself. But the end is the Yetzara telling you, no, watch yourself. You should know whatever you do, Hashem is going to bring the Mishpat. So make sure you only do Toiv. Resh Lakish Shama, Ad Kan Divri Torah. The beginning of the Pasuk is talking about learning Torah. That means learn B'Simcha and do mitzvahs B'Simcha. So Rashi, Akana Torah means smach b'talmudcha, be happy when you're learning. Limud misimcha, learn b'simcha, mituv leiv, happiness. V'holach badaka libcha lehovin ma b'libcha lefiroi senecha. Try and understand the learning the best you could. V'ikan v'yelach, what does the end of the Pasuk say? That Hashem will bring you b'mishpat? Means l'maisim tovim. L'maisim tovim means doing all the mitzvahs that you learned about. So Rashi, mikan v'yelach l'maisim tovim. Veda, you should know, ki akol eilo, akol mashal marata, everything that you learned, soifach litin esadin, you're going to have to give a din b'cheshmet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, im loy tekayim, if you're not mekayim it. So true, learn the simcha, but even after you learn, you still know that when it comes to mind, you're going to have to give a din b'cheshmet. So the chur person thinks, he was saying, better off not learning to not know the mitzvahs, they won't have to give a din b'cheshmet. But why did that's wrong? It will be worse off if you don't know. Betchilo, you have to learn Kol HaTorah Kulo, you have to know all the mitzvahs, what you're supposed to do. And after that, and not after, but there's another thing then, you're supposed to do B'Poyim. You're supposed to do the mitzvahs. It's not just time enough to know what you're supposed to do, but L'maisi, you're supposed to do the mitzvahs. Zot Yimorabaita. Birus Torah. The Mishnah says that an Isha wearing these biroyas, these ribbons around the thighs, is Torah Stat Makabutuma. Omer Rav Yehuda, bir is a zoo. What is this bir? That's a tzada. That's like a bracelet. For the Gemara, Moser Rav Yehuda, biroy is Torah. The Mishnah says, biroy is his Torah. V'yoytza bo b'Shabbos. He's allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. Vilo atzada tmei. If you tell me that brois means atzada bracelet, a bracelet is makabel tuma. It's a regular kli. It's a tachshit. Saka de mishne mean brois means atzada means a bracelet. Shrashi atzada shel zroyam. Vilo atzada tmei. The chsib meister midyun atzada v'tzomid. Ksiut is chato atem shvichem. Says Claudia, you have to mitar these things. Mashm is called a kli that's makabel tuma. So the kids of the mitzvah, the Mishnah that says Viroyis is not Mekabel Tuma, cannot mean a tzada, can't mean a bracelet, because a bracelet is not Mekabel Tuma. Elamai, what's Yipshat? So the Mahori Koma, Viroyis tachas atzada oimedis. Viroyis is like underneath the jewelry, the bracelet they have around the thighs, they put another ribbon. And this ribbon is to hold up the stocking, therefore it's not called a kli, it's not a tachshit, that's why it's not Mekabel Tuma. Rashi tachas atzada. On the thighs, I made this b'shake. On the thigh, laharzik botish shuker, to hold up the stockings. Shlo yiplu v'yira shuker, and the thigh shouldn't be shown. Hilkach toru the lav noi, it's not made for noi. Ukli tashmish namli have. We don't have any tashmish from the ribbons itself. Ela kli hamishemesh is kli. It's only a ribbon to hold up the stockings. Doimla taboyis hakelim is doimla to the ring around the kelim. If you have a pot. And on the handle, you put a ring on the handle of the pot. Shlo yiplu, that it should not fall. The Armenian American liyel the Torah. V'yaitzim ben they go out with this on Shabbos. The tzarech levishi, it's called the tzarech levishi. You're wearing this ribbon around your thigh to hold up the stockings. It's called the tzarech levishi. The lemiglus is shaker, and we're not afraid you'll take it off because you won't want the thighs to be uncovered. But the reason why it's Torah, because it itself is not a tachshit, and it's not a kli that's mishtamish the person. It's only a tashmish to a tashmish. It's being mishtamish the stockings, holding up the stockings. And that's doimit to the ring you put around the handle of a pot to hang up the pot, which is not makabel tum of the ring. The ring is not called the kli tashmish by itself. It's only a tashmish, to the pot, so it's not makabel tum. That's why the Mishnah says, b'royis is Torah. Yazmar Yosef Rovin Varafune Kaimid Rav Yirmiyah. Rovin Varafune both stand sitting in front of Rav Yirmiyah. The Yosef Rav Yirmiyah become Namin. Rav Yirmiyah was like dozing off. The Yosef Rovin and Rovin was sitting, Okoma and said, Biroyis Ba'achas. That's what the Mishnah says, Biroyis is Tahira. And it's Yaitzambo, Biroyis means with one. It's only tied around like one thigh. Kvolim is Bishtayim. Kvolim is tied around two thighs. Therefore it's Mekabel Tumu, and therefore it's also to go out with on Shabbos. Omole Rafuna. Nein Elu V'Elu Bishtayim. That's not the Chiluk. Might not come in if the ribbon is tied around one thigh, to hold up one stocking, or to hold up two. Both of them are talking about is tied around both thighs. Umano the Chiluk is, Kvolim means Umatilin Shalshelus B'Neim. You put a chain attached from one leg to the other leg. Vinasu kvolim. And that makes it into kvolim. The fact that it has a chain attached from one leg to the other leg, that still you have a ribbon tied around each thigh, and from the ribbon you tie on a chain from one thigh to the other thigh. Fred Gemara v'shashelah shabay m'shav l'mono. Now the fact you have a chain, does that make it into a kli? For it's still not a tashit. Still not a kli, so why is the makabel tuma? Tuchitayim, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Nachemiah, like we had before. Tiyom Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Nachmeni. Om Rabbi Yechinon, Minayin Lamashmiya Kel, the kli matchis. How do you know you have a metal kli that makes noise? It's made for an instrument to make noise, like a bell. Shutonei, it's makabel tuma. Shinem Malaposik says, Kol Dover Ashayova Beish. Anything that goes into fire. Is a diyek afilu diba b'mashma, even diba by itself. So something that makes noise is makabel tuma. Mavishleim hosam keboilu l'kola. There we're talking about a bell that's made to make noise. O kovid meisen, it's doing the meisen, it's doing something. Habohocho my meisen kovid, what is it doing right now, this kvolim? What's the purpose of this kvolim? You have a chain attached from one side to the other side, across the legs. What's the purpose of it? And the Gemara, Hochi Nami Kovet Maisa, Nein, it's called you doing a Maisa right now. The Yamaraba Baba Chonam Rabbi Yechanan, What's the purposes? Kvalim Vel Mishpocha Achas Hoysev Yerushalayim. There was one Mishpoch in Yerushalayim. Shoyipsiyosein Gasais, that the daughters used to take very wide steps. Voyibsulayim Noishrois, and the Bsulim used to fall out. Also Lehem Kvalim. So the parents made Kvalim, means they tied two ribbons around each thigh. Vehetilu Shashel Zbenayim, they made a string going across from one to the other. Shalayyub siyoseim gasas, that the steps should not be big wide steps. Flayhoyub sula bisulaisayim naishrois, therefore then the psula stopped to fall out. So the kids say it was a kli maise, it was a purpose, what they did it for, therefore it's makabotum. Either out, it could be now it's even as a tachshit, or else it could be stamas, it's still a kli shir, but at least it's a purpose, it's doing a mlocha. Drashi, Hilkach Shashelish Tashmis Adam, it's not about Poshit. It's called the Kli now, it's a Tashmish for the person whom. For Lav Tashmish Kli, it's not only a Tashmish for the like stockings, to hold up the stockings, but it's a purpose for itself that the steps should not be so wide, so big. Shloit the Kabul Tumah, it's not only a Tashmish for the stockings that shouldn't be Makabul Tumah, Vien Yoitzim Bem. Why can't you go out with it on Shabbos now? Maybe you should take off this chain, which is a stick made out of gold, which is a piece of jewelry, to show it to her friends. Once she takes off the shalshelis, this chain, she's not uncovering her shuk. The stockings, the ribbons, is still in its place. The ribbons don't go off. So the ribbons are tied around the thigh that's holding up the stockings. Just the chain in between, she may take it off to show a friend. Therefore, it's Ein Yetzim Bo B'Shabbos. So the Gemara Issur Bo Rabbi Yemi now woke up. Amalu Yashir, he said, Yitaka said, right pshat. That's the chil between Biroyis and Kfolim. The Chenam Rabbi Yechanan said the same pshat also. So tomorrow, Kiyoste Rav Dimyom Rav Yechanan, Minayin Li Ori Kol Shehu Shutame. How do we know that a kli, a beged that's made from Ori, that means a woven beged, even though it's very small, still it's makabel tumila and not from a tzitz. From the tzitz that Kohen Gadol used to wear. Homolei Habaya, Frekta Habaya de Kasha, Vetzitz Origo, is the tzitz that the Kohen Gadol used to wear, was that made a beged made out of a woven beged, woven material? For a time you've gone to Nebraisa. Tzitz, what was the tzitz? Kimintas shozov, it was like a piece of flat piece of gold. The reichir shtei etzboyes, it was two etzboyes, two fingers wide. Omukav meyozin liyozin, it went from one ear of the Kohen Gadol to the other ear of the Kohen Gadol, across his forehead. The kos of olive was written on it, bebei sheet, two lines. The top line said Yud Kei, because it had lamala, it had HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name written out lamala. The Kodesh Lamed Lamata. In the bottom it said, like Kodesh Lashem Lamed on the second line. I saw it. Where did I see the tzitz? Biroimi. It was in the Roman's treasure. Biroimi. The Kosev Kodesh Lashem Rashit Achas. It's written on the second line, Kodesh Lashem. So the Kashra is, how can you learn out Orig? A woven material is Makabotoma from the tzitz. The tzitz was a piece of metal, a piece of gold. It wasn't the woven material. The Gemara Kisolak Rav Dimi Lenadoi. When Rav Dimi went up to Eretz Yisrael, Sholachlu, he said to them, the Vorm Shematlichem, the things that I told you, should know Toyesheim Biyod, it was a mistake. Baram Kach Omru, this is the way they said over, Mishrim Rav Yechnin, Minayin Latachshit Kolshu. How do I know that a Tachshit, the piece of jewelry, a Kolshu, Shutomei? That's Makabel Tumah, there's a Tashah Poshah, means a piece of gold. How do we know it's Makabel Tumah? It's Tzitz, I learned from that Tzitz. The Tzitz is also a piece of gold, a small piece of gold. So it's a Tashah, it's Makabel Tumah. Uvaitu minayin li'orik kol shu shutomi. How do we know that a woven begit, a piece of orik, of woven, is Makabel Tumah? I learned from the Pasuk, me'oi begit. It says the Chiddush by Shrotzim, says Allah of a dead sheriff touches a begit, it's Makabel Tumah. It's Matama the begit. And it says, Oy Begit. Oy is a ribu, even a small piece of Begit. Habi it's Orug, habi it's a woven piece of Begit, it's Makabel Tumah. Shrash and Irisi Biroimi, Shenich Nasla Oitzer Melech, he went into the Oitzer of the Melech, Lito Marsh Yitzim Masech Temila. Maisa Metalman. Kisola Gadim on Adoy Chotza Bobby Marshom at this oracle. He was Chayz, you don't learn out oracle from Tits. Now he learns out from the Posek, Me Oy Begit. Tichsiv Gabi Shrotzim Oy Begit Oy Or. Oy is a Rebu. Oy is a Rebu. Orig Vitachshit Koshuz is right. Tana Rabon. Learn the Bryce. Learn the Rabon. Tana Rabon. Orig Koshu Tonei. If you have a beged, that's a kol shul, small beged, abi it's a woven materialist mekabotuma. The tachshit kol shul tummy. If you have a piece of jewelry, abi it's a jewelry, it's a tachshit, no matter how small it is, it's mekabotuma. Orig v'tachshit. Let's say you have this piece of, it's half cloth, half orig, and half jewelry. So, orig v'tachshit kol shul is also tummy. It's also mekabotuma. But Taisi is medayik for me, that we lay in Koshu doesn't really mean mamish, the smallest amount. Because if it meant a tachshit by itself, the smallest amount, or else a beged orig, the smallest amount, what's the chiddush here? We have one piece that's half orig and half tachshit makabotum pshita. Each half by itself is right to makabotum. Therefore, Taisi says, when it says in the Gemara here Koshu, it means there is a shear for the Koshu. It doesn't mean you need a big beggar, tak a small beggar, but it has to be more. The marshal has to be like at least 2 or 3 inches. And who are dina tachshit? When I said the tachshit is makabel tumah, it has to be like at least an inch wide, at least a nice piece of jewelry. So, merely here the Gemara's masupi, let's say you have a half an inch of a tachshit and an inch of a beggar orig. So, each one by itself is not enough of a shear, it's not even a kol shoe to makabel tumah. When you put the two together, it's at the chiddush, that's also makabel tumah. That's what the Brice is telling us. That if you have half of Orig, which by itself would not be Makabel Tumah, but now the other half of this thing is a Tachshit. Moshe, you have a piece of jewelry, and onto it is sold on a piece of Beged, a piece of material, which is Orig. So together, the Makabel Tumah. Tommy, Vaita, Zot the Brice, Moisef Sak, the din of a Sak has more to it, Allah Beged, more than the did Beged, Shemetame Mishum Orig. It's also matame mishum orig. We'll soon see the Gemara what that means. Omar Rava, Zot Rava, orig kol shehu tomei. That I have a small piece of a beged that's woven. How do I know it's makabel tumah from the pasuk miyoy beged? That it says by shrotzim an extra word oy is a ribui. Not only a big beged that you could wear, but even a small beged, abi it's woven. Tachshit kol shehu tomei. How do I know when the Braita said even a small piece of jewelry is makabel tumah? Mitzitz. I don't know from mitzitz. Orig v'tachshit kol shehu tomei. How do I know this chiddush that you can put the two together? Half a piece that's orug and half a piece of jewelry, even though each one by itself doesn't have a shear to makabel tumah. If you put the two together, it has a shear that could be makabel tumah. From the pasuk says mikol kli maisa. So ribui, any type of a kli that doesn't have a maisa to it could be makabel tumah. This pasuk of kol kli ma'is is talking about the parsha of Midyan, and Rashi learns here the kasha is a trashi gabi tumas mace. By the parsha of Midyan, was talking about if a mace it touched the mace, the sheretz, and we're talking about tumas sheretz. So the kasha is with sheretz mi mace layal. If you can't learn out a chiddush that it says by tumas mace to the case of tumas sheretz lahachmir. The malamei she came to Masa Chamur, kill an out one from the other. Mace has more chomadik dinim. Mace is matama for 7 days. It's a bigger, you need hazor. Mashen can share it, so only has tomei for 1 day. So I can't learn out the chiddush that it says in the parsha of mace to the hilchas sheretz. And the Gemara or Malay, goma klikli mihosim. It's a gzeir shava klikli.